How are you?
I'm good.
How's America? How's it holding up?
I mean, I've been off Facebook I think I'm on day three now. So I guess it's okay.
Is it still there?
It's still here.
Right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Podcast. Pod Rants. What are we called again?
I don't know. It's been so long. I think it's called Pod Rants.
Pod Rants. We are Pod Rants. And I am Sharky. I am the English one.
I am Stephanie, and I am the American one. Although I'm a little ashamed to say that lately.
Oh, they'll cast you out. Right, here's a scenario for you. You're sitting down, the telly's on, you're chilling, you're channel surfing, and there's a movie on, right? And you go to yourself, oh, I got to watch this. But in your brain, your mind is saying to you, hey, you've got me on the shelf over here. You can watch me anytime. And your other part of your brain goes, no, do you know what? I'm going to watch it. It's on telly. I've seen it millions of times, and I'm going to watch it again.
Been there.
If you had, let's say, for example, you had maybe a top three, possibly stroke five, top three films. If it was on TV, you'd watch it despite the fact you could have watched it any other time, although seeing it a thousand times. That's quite mixed up. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, I mean, and as I was like thinking about this, I was also making a list, and I was like, man, some of these are like also my like guilty pleasure movies that I don't tell a lot of people that I love. So
do you want to know what your guilty pleasure movies are?
I guess people probably wouldn't be too surprised, but
I'll tell you what I wouldn't watch straight away if it was on telly. I wouldn't watch Star Wars, any of the Star Wars films.
They'd be like 6 hours long on television.
No, like if you turn the TV on and it's like something's finishing, it's like coming up next is The Empire Strikes Back. And you're like, oh, I like that film. Not going to watch it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, like Spike TV used to do those like Star Wars marathons, and it was like, yeah, I'm not in for that. Thanks, Spike.
I don't even own Star Wars on DVD or Blu-ray or anything. But and it's not because I've seen it a thousand times. I just don't want to tarnish it by like overdoing it.
Yeah.
Whereas there are certain films you kind of go, oh, I like that. I'm going to watch it.
I also
Back to the Future's another one.
Oh, yeah. I also think there are some movies that I don't want to sit through with commercials.
Yeah, right.
That
do you ever go and watch something with commercials and go, why? This has ruined everything. It's like when I watched The Walking Dead.
I mean, we don't have cable here at my house anymore, but we're so...
This sounds like there's a sad story involved in that.
Oh, no. Well, kind of. When we moved, we were just too poor, and we were like, I don't know, let's just not have it.
You got the internet, though.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the thing today. Don't really need it.
And, like, they also upgraded our internet to, like, ridiculously fast. So now it's like...
You've actually finished the podcast already, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm already done. I'm actually in the future right now.
You've surpassed my English timeline.
We're so spoiled by, like, streaming and, like, never really having to have commercials that I think now when there are commercials, you're like, what the... I don't have time for this.
Do you know what I think about? And I'm not alone. I watch TV shows on the internet and people do it. So shut up, world. All right. But sometimes you watch it and you go, someone has actually taken the time to either edit this down before they uploaded it to whatever site and cut the ads out for us. I don't know if they literally just press pause and then play again. I don't know if it worked like that. But they've taken the time to go, I'm going to put this on the internet for no recognition whatsoever for other people to enjoy. And I love those people.
They're not all heroes wear capes.
So. Yeah. I mean, sometimes someone sneaks in like a Super Bowl commercial and I'm like, oh, that's different for me.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, out of the way. So there's these TV programs, movies and things that a movie comes on, right? Do you have like a top five or top three? What are we doing? Three or five?
Well, I mean, I have five here, but we can do three because the three that I have that are my top are like the better of list.
Are they like in like number one is the one I'll definitely, or are they just like a list of three?
It's just kind of a list of three, but now that I'm looking at what I have as number one, that's definitely the one that I'm like, it never fails. Like anytime it's on, I get sucked right in.
I found something quite surprising when I did a list of five, and there's one in there that's obvious, and they're not in real order, but there's something I've noticed in this list. There's a connection to all of them. There's like a theme to all of them. And it's not what you'd expect. You'd be like, why the fuck would Sharky watch that? All right. Just to let anyone know, my computer just died, so I'm doing this on my phone. So if it sounds a bit wonky at this point, which we won't know until later, sorry. I hope you can hear me. All right.
I hope it sounds like you're in like a bathroom or something.
So what's on your top five list of movies you'd watch if you're on telly, despite the fact you could watch them anytime?
Number five on my list is A Few Good Men.
Oh, okay.
There's just something about it, and I'm very I like court stuff. Like, I listen to a lot of like true crime stuff, and I'm very into like all that stuff. So, but A Few Good Men is like stellar cast, stellar plot. It's everything about it is good.
Stellar. So,
stellar.
Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore, Tom Cruise.
Kevin Bacon. Right?
Kevin Bacon. Is Kevin Spacey in that as well?
No.
It's the kind of film he might be like in the background playing. Are you sure he's not in that?
I feel like I'm sure.
There's a few good men.
There's a few good men. One good woman.
What year was that out in? Let me guess. 89?
No. It's later than that. I mean, like, early. Well,
98?
Nope. Earlier?
That's as far as I can go with those two numbers.
It's 92. So, oh my god, that movie's almost 25 years old.
Who directed that?
Who directed it? I didn't write that part down.
But it's one of your favorites.
It is one of my favorites. Guess who directed it? It's somebody who's done a lot of movies. No.
Carl Reiner.
You're very close.
Rob Reiner.
Yes.
I had a feeling because I heard something recently about Rob Reiner, and I was like, oh, Harry Met Sally Guy? And yeah. He did that.
Yeah, he's can do lots of things, I guess. Comedies, court dramas, coming of age films.
Right, my PC is off, so I'm just going to go from my memory of what was on my list.
Oh, shit.
I'll just definitely say that even though I'd watch it, take down the Blu-ray and watch it, or watch it online anyway, anytime, I would still watch it if it was on TV as Man of Steel. I mean, that's not a hard one to think that I would watch. Anybody who listens to Pod Rants knows for a fact that I'm a big Man of Steel fan, and I'd just watch that over and over again, even if it was just on TV. I don't think it's actually ever been on TV over here.
I was trying to think. I don't think it's... I mean, I can't name a time it's been on TV. Of course, I've been without cable for a year now. Now, yours aren't in order, right? Because I feel like Man of Steel is like your...
No, mine's no order. No order. Okay. Right, let me say one that might surprise you then.
Okay.
The Faculty.
With Josh Hartnett and
yeah.
The kids in the school and teachers are... Spoiler yeah. alert, they're aliens.
For some reason, I will always watch that film if it's on TV. I don't own it. But I know I could watch it any time. But it's been on the Horror Channel a few. You know, the Horror Channel tends to buy like five films and spread them out over a month.
Right.
So they're on it all the time. But it's always on late and I fall asleep. But I know I've seen it. Yeah, I could watch that film over and over again. I don't know why. There's nothing amazing. Nothing really special about it. You know, it's just the usual high school kids. It's a bit like Body Snatchers, really.
Yeah.
But with kids.
It's made in that era of like 90s horror films where it's like a bunch of kids and like some scary shit happens. So I think it's like a nostalgic kind of thing, at least for me. Like when I watch it, I'm like reminded of all those films from the 90s where kids are getting in trouble.
Anyway, so Faculty, go on, your turn. What else? What would you watch, Steph, if it was on the telly? I'm going to say this every time. Could watch it any time.
Now there was sort of a tie here, and I had to pick which one because I thought of six like right away, but Pet Sematary.
I thought Pet Sematary, but I remember I liked the book more than the film.
You know, that's one of the Stephen King books I've never read because I don't want it to ruin the movie for me. Because you have to be careful with Stephen King because most of the movies are crap. But, like, the books are really good.
Great film. Actually, the film's very close to the book. but I just pictured things slightly differently, you know, as you do with a book. But it is pretty much spot on with the book.
But I will totally watch that anytime it's on. I don't care if it's like, if I just saw it the day before. If I pass it on the TV, I'm going to watch it. There's something about it.
What year was that?
I think that's also
an 80. Really? No, that's an 80s film. Surely.
Yes. But when?
84.
No. Later than that.
Is it 85 then?
Later than that.
Really? Because you got excited when I accentuated my F's.
I'm throwing you
just
off.
Just tell me.
It's 89.
Is it really? It came out the same year as Batman.
Yeah, so it's on the cusp of 90s. I think probably my favorite part of Pet Sematary is the fact that Herman Munster is the neighbor across the street.
Jeb, is that his name?
Judd, yeah. Number three is Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's on my list.
I love Forrest Gump. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, but it's also one that I will watch anytime it is on television. If I walk into someone's house and they're watching it on DVD, we're going to be watching Forrest Gump. Like, don't turn it off because we're going
to
watch
it. I was trying to work out what it was because it sounds like, I'm glad you said it and I didn't go, yeah, I watched Forrest Gump. It's like, there's so much that happens in that film, tying this one person together. It's just entertaining. Constantly.
It's so well written. Like, you don't ever feel like part of that movie is not consistent, even though there's so much that happens to this one person. You're never like, well, that doesn't feel right. And the cast is just amazing.
What's your favorite bit of Forrest Gump?
Oh man, the part where he crashes the Black Panther party, because I love when he's like, "Sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party." That's like one of my favorite things, and. The part where Forrest and Lieutenant Dan are on the boat, the shrimping boat, and the storm comes, and
yeah.
Gary Sinise is just up on the mast, just like having a feud with God, and then they have this big storm, and all of a sudden, in the next shot, he's just like swimming so serenely in this water, and I think the music in that movie is so good. I mean, it's very similar to like a lot of other films. Like, sometimes I get it confused with Jurassic Park, but that theme.
I think it's after Sylvester did that. let's see, here I come. Here comes the sharky music thing. Yeah, I think it's after Sylvester. I could be wrong.
And there's nobody that I know that's never seen it. Like, I never met anyone that's like, oh, Forrest Gump, never seen it. Like, I wouldn't believe them even if they said that.
You wouldn't believe if someone said they've never seen it?
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it. Everyone I know has seen Forrest Gump.
Yeah, great movie, great cast, so many stories. I love the Vietnam stuff in it. Brilliant. It's one of those films that I also feel like you need to watch it from the beginning as well.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you've not seen it, you can't jump in halfway through. But even if you have seen it, I feel like there's a certain cutoff point. If it's on TV and you join in like an hour, then maybe I wouldn't watch it because I feel like I've missed a lot of good stuff.
I don't know, man. It doesn't matter at what point it's ever on, I'm watching it. Like, it could be at the part where Jenny dies and I'm like, I'm in.
And he also shoots his load just by touching a girl's tit, which is amazing. You know, sometimes you just wish that would happen really quickly.
Yeah, I always wondered if that was like a real thing. Like, if that really happened in real life. Not that he actually did it in the movie, but like, I mean, like...
premature ejaculation.
If that is a thing that happens.
It's a thing that happens. It's not happened to me, I'll be honest.
Just like touching a nipple and it's just like, whoops.
Yes, Robin Wright. Is she Robin Wright Penn or is she just Robin Wright again?
I think
now?
She was Robin Wright then.
Not, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Penn.
Oh.
Not then.
I think it was before she was married to Jeff Spicoli.
One that nearly made it on there.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button. And for the same reasons as Forrest Gump, I think.
It's a very Forrest Gumpy kind of movie, I think.
Yeah, it's one of those stories, and I think when I finally get my computer working in a minute, I'll be able to see the rest of my days, but I think a lot of mine have got that kind of Forrest Gump thing where so much happens to an individual that tells a story.
But I remember when that came out, and it was like, blew people's minds. But
there comes that point in the film, if you don't, no one knows what Benjamin Button is, it's about reversal of time, and this baby is born as an old man. It sounds weird, but it's like a tiny little old baby man.
I mean, all babies kind of look like old men anyway, but they like do. He's literally an old, a little old shriveled man.
And the older he gets, the younger he gets. And it's like all these things he does for his life. Like in Forrest Gump, there's like so many different things, like going to war, meeting women, all this sort of things. And it's almost like looking like a man, but having the brain of a child. That's fucking Forrest Gump, isn't it?
Oh my God, it is.
About halfway through, it suddenly dawns on you, he's going to die.
Yeah.
Because inevitably, but he's not just going to die. He's going to be a baby and die.
Yeah.
And it is when that hits you halfway through the film, it's like, oh my fuck, this is going to happen. This baby's going to die.
Yeah, it's aging backwards. So like you don't have all of the wisdom that you would have as a like 70-year-old person because you're like a 7-day-old baby. Like you can't even speak. It's something I don't think I could watch a lot. Because it's a very...
it's a hard-going film.
It's hard, yeah.
That's why it's not on my list, whereas Forrest Gump's quite light, although it's got some sad moments, it's quite light.
Yeah.
I'm back on my computer, folks, so I don't know if it sounded different. It sounds different to me. I sound deep and meaningful again.
deep and medieval.
Whilst. I'm going to mention some others that didn't quite make my list quickly before we go any further, right? So there's Benjamin Button... The Big Lebowski almost made it on. Green Mile also nearly made it on my list.
It's such a good movie.
Signs nearly made it on there.
Swing Away.
And True Romance nearly made it on there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Ponyo.
Oh, you know, Reddit did something similar to what we're doing now, and someone said Princess Mononoke or whatever, or Mononoke, whatever it is.
But I've always loved Ponyo, always loved it. It's been until it changes to American voices. I quite like watching it with the subtitles.
Yeah, our American voices ruin everything.
It wasn't bad. It was just I remember because I remember watching it with Saul when he was little. We watched it and he learned to read at that point, so he was reading subtitles as well back then.
That's kind of special.
Yeah, it was kind of special. So come on then, what's also on your list?
What's on my list? Oh, well, since you were naming some that didn't quite make it, one that I was going to add but then decided to add Pet Sematary instead was Hope Floats. And that's so random because they're two different, like way different movies.
What's Hope Floats? I don't know.
Hope Floats. It's Sandra Bullock and like Harry Connick Jr. And she gets like a divorce from her husband who cheated on her. And it's like a very public thing. And she has to go back to her small town.
Was she a comedy cop in it?
She was not, but I do love me some Miss Congeniality.
She plays comedy cops a lot.
Yeah.
Just saying.
This was like one of the early ones that kind of launched her career in like romantic comedies, I guess.
Right.
It's a young Sandra Bullock. It was like 98. So Forrest Whitaker directed it, which I also thought was interesting. It's a very mediocre movie. It's not like Oscar worthy. Forrest Whitaker. Yeah.
Old Stink Eye Whitaker.
Old Stink Eye.
Man, that man's face. I love the guy, but he always looks like he's had too many pickled onions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was one that I was like, I don't know if I put. That's also one of my guilty pleasure movies.
So why did it not go on your list?
Because I was like, well, I guess there have been some times where like I'm not in the mood for some love story, like some romantic comedy. Like I would rather, I'm one of those girls who would rather watch a scary movie than a romantic comedy, like 75% of the time.
Right.
So that's why I picked Pet Sematary over Hope Floats, even though I love Hope Floats.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but I've just got this.
You are. You're laughing at me.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I just got this scenario, right? That we finished doing the podcast, then we go and watch some TV, and any of these films on our list, I'll be like, nah.
Nah.
We have to redo the podcast because we didn't mean any of it.
We have to come back on and be like, we lied.
It's all lies.
I skipped Forrest Gump.
Right, so what is on your list?
My number two is A League of Their Own.
Is right, hold on.
You know what A League of Their Own is.
It's a baseball movie, right?
It's a baseball movie, but it's a...
Is that the Charlie Sheen one?
No, A League of Their Own is like the female, the girl baseball movie.
Right.
It's got Gina Davis and like Rosie O'Donnell and Tom Hanks and Madonna.
That sounds awful. That just sounds
No,
awful.
it's awesome. Anytime it's on television, I am full tilt in A League of Their Own. Don't bother me. I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna watch A League of
Well,
Their Own.
first off, you went baseball, and I was like,
Did you think I
well.
meant like Major League since you asked me if it was Charlie
Well,
Sheen?
my brain went Field of Dreams for some reason.
Oh.
Because I thought baseball, Field of Dreams. Baseball, I don't get baseball. It's the only. Am I right? You have the World Series, right?
Yes.
Baseball. But you're also the only country that play
I was gonna say, I've never fully understood World Series when it's
it.
just the United States, because there are other countries that play, like Cuba plays and like, Puerto and Japan plays baseball. But yeah, we never like face them.
Are
And
they invited to your World Series?
no, we're just
No.
like, we call it the world, but that's only because we believe the world revolves around us.
Right. I'm just confused. So baseball, and then there's Rosie O'Donnell.
I know. The minute I said Rosie O'Donnell, you were like,
So
forget it.
what's the story? Is it just about a bunch of mums that come together?
No,
Have
it's two sisters. It's Gina Davis and Lori Petty.
you seen Gina Davis lately in The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Wow, drag queen.
Right? I thought the same thing, and then I thought, nah, you're being mean. But like, she used to be hot, I thought.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like someone's made her out of clay. But stuck it on Arnold Schwarzenegger's body.
Oh my God. She's a statuesque woman.
Yeah, she's a Statue of Liberty-esque woman. Still would. Anyway,
Still was.
so
She has a
yeah.
weird tooth to gum ratio too. Gummy.
Start a baseball team.
No, they're
Oh.
this is like takes place during like World War II times when all the men were shipped off to fight in a war. And that included like men
They're like, but
from
who's going to play the baseball now?
Exactly. They were like, who's gonna play the baseball? And someone was like, women.
Who said
So
that? Was it the man? It was like, hey, honey, take my catcher's mitt and you play for me this
it's
weekend.
actually Gary Marshall.
Who's Gary Marshall? What do you mean it's
Oh,
Gary
Gary Mar I
Marshall?
thought everybody knew Gary
No, I
Marshall.
know who Gary Marshall is, but you just said it's Gary Marshall. Like,
He
did he
plays
say
the
play catch?
Gary Marshall plays the guy that like starts the women's professional baseball
Why has
league or
he not gone off
whatever.
to war?
Well, he's old.
Who do they play?
Other women, because this was like
Oh.
across the country, so like all the women, it's the world. It's the world's
Yeah.
league. So these two sisters join the space. They're recruited basically for a professional baseball
Who
league.
recruited them?
And adventure ensues. Who recruited them?
Yeah.
Gary Marshall. He's
Oh,
like the
right.
head of he's like he would be like the equivalent of, I guess, Donald Trump. He has all this money, and he's like the owner of like a big candy bar conglomerate or whatever. So he has all this money. So he's putting forth all this money for the women to play baseball. And of course, as the movie winds up, the men are starting to come back home from the war, and they all still want to play baseball. And they're like, yeah, we don't need you anymore. So then that's another like piece of drama for the
So the
film.
dads come home and there's like little Johnny sitting on the doorstep going, Daddy, I'm hungry. And then like, where's mommy? Where's mommy? She's swinging away
Yeah.
to the candy man.
And Tom Hanks is in it, and he plays like the coach. He's not in the war because he's injured. So like he played baseball before, but he can't be like drafted because he like has a bum knee or something. Like he has no cartilage left in his knee or something. But he's like this drunk
That didn't stop him in
guy.
Forrest Gump.
It didn't. But yeah,
Right,
that's
that sounds like you've just called two movies I've never heard
A
of.
League of Their Own, and what was the other one? Hope Floats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're girl movies, so I wouldn't
Well,
be.
that's sexist of
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have a vagina, so it's not sex.
You suggest your vagina isn't
It's not.
sexist?
Your turn.
Big Fish.
Oh, I do love that
It's
movie.
another one of them.
Life story things. Oh, I'm seeing a theme here.
Tim Burton, 2000 and.
Three.
Well done. It's got Obi-Wan Kenobi in it. It's got everyone Tim Burton's ever worked with before in it.
Johnny Depp's not in it. It's one of the very few Tim Burton films that Johnny Depp's not in.
It's true, actually. You always feel like when Tim Burton does a film about Johnny Depp, that there's someone in it who Johnny Depp said no to, and it should have been his role. Like, would it have been, what's he called? I've forgotten his name.
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor. Do you reckon he
Yeah.
was originally offered the role? Because Ewan McGregor's got the worst American
He
accent.
does, and he's also like Southern in this, and it just doesn't like it sounds weird when he talks in the movie. But I love this movie, but like
Yeah.
it's very weird to watch Ewan McGregor. And yeah, I kind of wonder if Johnny Depp was like, "Yeah, I'm busy doing Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever the fuck was going on in 2003."
But everyone else was there. You had Helena Bonham Carter. You had Danny DeVito. You had that little
The little Indian guy,
little Indian guy.
Deepak something.
Yeah. So all the Tim Burton boxes were ticked.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi in that film. You always forget. That's. I think this is one of the things I like about these films. That there's an actor in all these films that pops up and you forget they're in it, and it always makes it, oh, cool, yeah. Like you might forget about Lieutenant Dan because you're watching for it. Like you know he's in Forrest Gump. Sorry, I keep talking about Forrest Gump. But it's a good example. You're so involved in the story, and so much happens before Gary Sinise turns up. But as soon as he does, you're like, fuck yeah, Gary Sinise is in this film. And it's, oh yeah, and this one has happened. Oh, excellent, brilliant.
Oh, it's getting good.
That's what I was talking about, Big Fish. And Steve Buscemi turns up in that.
You're
It's
like,
like, oh, fuck yeah, Steve Buscemi's in this film.
oh. Another thing about this movie is like they show a close up of like Ewan McGregor's face when he's in like the Field of Daisies or whatever, and all I can see is that like weird mole or whatever he has.
Whoa.
Mole.
I forgot about his mole, but sometimes you get it, you're like, and it's
It's
we're gonna go there again,
distracting.
aren't we? Him and Christian Bale's a weird one because it's like almost the older he gets, the more it's covering his eye. It's a boat, man.
Gonna chop it off and make some guacamole.
So yeah, what was that? Big Fish. Big Fish, definitely. Story of someone's life, very fantasy and romantic, and he dies at the end. But you know he's gonna die because that's what it's all about, telling the stories. It's about a father and son film. It's a father and son film, basically, about a son learning who his father really was. Because always found it sad that he was so angry at his dad for telling him stories all his life, like
Yeah,
fantasy
like
stories.
he just wanted the truth, and I'm like, what are you kidding me? I would love if my dad told
Yeah.
me these stories all the time. So
I
is it
remember.
you want to know my number
Oh yeah,
one?
go on.
The Devil Wears Prada.
You've completely bitched out on a lot of these films, haven't you?
I did, and that's why I said I'm like some of these are like guilty pleasures. Like you would meet me and be like, I don't, she probably doesn't watch movies like this, but The Devil Wears Prada is probably one of my favorite movies.
So let me get this straight, right? You and I sit here week after week. We talk about comic book movies, things that happen in comic books, things that happen in horror movies, horror TV, Walking Dead,
Yeah.
and we talk about the most technically our favorite films ever.
Yeah.
Because and they're nothing about what we talk about usually.
No.
I like this.
But yeah.
I'm discovering there's a female on this phone.
I told you I have a vagina. It's hidden most of the time. I tuck it.
When you watch these films, do you have to like pull your pants down and let your vagina watch the telly too?
Yeah, that's basically how I watch it. Just
Yeah.
legs wide open. Like, here you go, vagina. I know I've neglected you. Here's what we're
I
watching.
do the same if I watch a war movie.
Just let my balls air out.
My dick's out with like Doritos. Pass me the dip.
Yeah, I get like a glass of Pinot Grigio and just watch.
Yeah.
Like, Devil Wears Prada's on. Where's the Pinot?
Is that how your vagina talks? It's like a gay
Yeah,
guy.
I am actually, there's a running joke between my friends and I that I am actually a gay man in a woman's body. But yeah, Devil Wears Prada, I don't care at what point in the movie I happen to pass it, I'm watching
So
it.
your vagina talks like RuPaul.
Yeah, you better work, bitch.
Mine's like that. We're smoking a cigar. See, your vagina's RuPaul. Mine's JJ Jameson. Barker.
Yeah, Devil Wears Prada. It's
Everywhere's
about
Prada.
it's Anne Hathaway, and she's newly graduated, and she gets this job as an assistant to like one of the like meanest, most demanding editors for this high fashion magazine. And Meryl Streep is a legend in it, I
True story
think.
as well.
So great. Yeah. I am not even that big of an Anne Hathaway fan, so the fact that I like this movie is hilarious on a few levels.
She is, and I'm sorry to destroy your femininity with this, but she is fit. And then she's Catwoman, and I was like, oh, no, she'd be Catwoman. She'd be the best Catwoman. Put her in that suit.
Yeah, I remember when they announced her as Catwoman, and I was like, but she didn't do bad.
was that your RuPaul queef or something?
Clearly, you've never heard RuPaul queef, because it sounds like angels.
I don't think RuPaul can queef. Right. So yeah. So Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada. It's my thing. There's so many good people in it. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, who is also pretty fit, I think. Stanley Tucci, also he's good too. But
have you ever noticed when you're watching films and you suddenly go like, Stanley Tucci's been in everything?
Yeah, it's that moment you realize you're like, oh my god, he's literally in every movie. Yeah. But never like a starring role. He's never like the main guy in something.
No, he steals it. I mean, like in he hasn't stolen Hunger Games. But
you know what's the best part about Hunger Games? Stanley Tucci.
That's something I thought about Hunger Games. Something I thought about Hunger Games the other day. Do you realize? Did you see this on Facebook? It suddenly popped in my head that if the Hunger Games were real, we'd actually be all from the capital.
I did see that you put that down, and I was like, that is true.
I know. We'd be like there fighting, like, we'd be doing that shit. We'd be like, where's the beef? Do you know what I mean?
Entertain me, peasants.
We'd be the people that you hate.
Just have these big, like, elaborate costumes. And
well, that's what it is. You look at the poor fuckers in Syria in the Hunger Games world.
Yeah, they're like District 12, and we're over here exactly. Like... bring me more tea. How quickly can your children sew clothes?
That's fucking cruel.
That's awful.
Can't believe you said that.
Terrible people.
Yeah, so, yeah, where are we going? Devil Wears Prada, Hunger Games, we're from the capital. Going back to Stanley Tucci.
Back to Stanley Tucci.
So basically, Tom Hanks movies are movies that are life stories. Or ladies playing baseball. You got some lady movies in there. That's interesting.
I am a lady.
I think we've both come across as right couple of pussies tonight.
You? No, I felt like if we were going to do this, it was the appropriate time to show my lady card.
Your RuPaul lady card.
My RuPaul lady card.
And my nacho... eating, cigar smoking, JJ Jameson man card.
My man card. But yeah, we learned a lot about each other tonight. I learned that you're a man and you learned that I'm a woman.
Just for tonight. You be a woman and I'll be a man.
I thought that was Harrison Ford.
I thought you smelled bad. On the outside. It's true. All of it. As J. Abrams looking at his production crew, did he breathe as much in the other films?
You have asthma? What's going on?
We're going to have to kill him off. He's breaking the mic.
That's probably what happened. Originally, he was supposed to live, and they were like, no, we got to make a change. Now you can't stop.
All right, folks, thank you for listening to Pod Rants tonight. We've been just dossing around. I hope you've been listening to Dossing Around too. I hope you were like just sketching and just like doing nothing but like doodling hearts that turn into like wild pictures on pads like I do when I'm on the phone in the 80s when you'd have a pad next to your phone.
Because I gotta take messages.
Yeah. What am I talking about? Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. It's been a long time and I'm glad that we're back.
Yeah,
so it's a weird time of the year to come back, but here we are.
This time last year, we stopped.
Yeah, we were done. So I guess it's appropriate to come back.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll try and get another one out to you soon. We don't know how often we do. We just do what we want, don't we?
We do.
And we'll do like a Christmas top. We'll do a top 10 Christmas. Yeah, because it will be more close to Christmas next time we do one. So we're doing live.
Ooh,
again.
Top 10 Christmas.
Top 10 Christmas movies. And it doesn't just mean movies with snow, because then fucking Empire would win.
Sure, there's snow.
Right, well, thanks guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.